JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
Where'd I wake up?
Where'd I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
I can't wait for this, Fat. We're going back to you absolutely slaughtering the great George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone.
Bad. Bad to the bone. Plus, I've got a very good joke to joke, Jim. But next, we're talking about dropping your guts.
Oh, now, 133353, I cannot believe I'm handing the... Well, what is it, a GM maestro over to you, Fat? Because you're acting as if you're Graham Yallop at the minute.
I am Graham Yallop, the left-hander, who was one of the great captains of Victoria over the journey.
Very good player.
He was.
Unbelievable record. Now, what are we going with, please?
I'll tell you what, this caught my eye. I love this one, Jimmy boy. Cops in London, Jim, have nabbed a wanted man who had been hiding in bushes when he loudly passed wind. He actually dropped his guts.
Bill.
He horse and carted, Jim.
Bill.
And gave himself away, and the cops grabbed him. Jim. True.
How is it that this story has appealed to you? Well, I don't get it.
I'm just flicking through, as I do a daily basis for stories. I go through a lot of papers.
Do you?
This
do
one
you?
Was in the London Leader. And...
London Leader.
And this one caught me. It's a beauty because the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant. And they come across him. He took off and it was dark. It was in the bushes and the cops were sneaking around. They had no chance of finding him. And guess what happened? He just cut the cheese, Jim. He farted. He... Cleveland steamed.
No, Bill. Bill, your Cleveland steam is a different thing. You're talking about a pop-off.
A
bottom burp.
Well, a bottom burp. Well, Ramsey told me to throw that
that's in. The Cleveland's a different animal, Bill. He would have given himself away for different reasons if he'd headed down the Cleveland path.
Oh, well,
all right. So, Bill, 133353, with the great prizes attached, what are you going with?
Righto, here we go. 133353, Hance.
The Hance.
Oh, fair dinkum. Where did you cut the cheese at the wrong time? Unusual.
You can't be going with that.
You gave yourself away somewhere, Jim.
And well, I just farted at the wrong time. Is that what you mean?
Well, that's all.
An embarrassing sort of
farted
time,
at
yeah.
At the wrong time. Which it's quite natural to let some gas go, Jim.
Oh, my God.
And look at them, Jim. They've come out of the woodwork. Let's go to Boyd. Hello, Boyd.
How you going, mate?
Good. When did you?
Good. Well, a while ago when I used to go to the gym a lot, and I was training with a mate of mine, and I was on the leg press machine and had a lot of weight on, and I'm pushing him out. He's pumping me on. He's going, come on, and I put this real heavy push in. And then just about ripped the bloody, the strap, ripped his pants with one, let it out, and the whole gym stopped and turned around and looked at me.
Oh, no. That's the problem with yoga, Fat. A lot of people find that with yoga. They spend the whole time trying not to do pops.
So you're holding it in, that's a good exercise.
Exactly.
Very good exercise.
Benny's in Scoresby, Bill.
Ben.
There you go.
Good,
there you
Ben.
Go, boy.
What happened to you, mate? When did you let one out?
It was about 10 years ago when I was still in school. Yeah. Had me books in hand. We were walking into the classroom and I walked straight in, went to go put my books down, and before I get there, I just let the massivest fart you'll ever hear rip. The whole crowd's pissing themselves laughing.
Oh, crap.
And the teacher's just looking at me and just said, get out straight away within 5 seconds of getting in the class.
Were you allowed back in?
Oh, Bill.
Nah, I couldn't get back in that period.
Oh, jeez.
Booted. Man, booted him, Bill.
For farting.
All right, Neil Mount Dandenong. Hello, Neil.
Neil.
How are you, boys?
What did you do, Neil?
Unfortunately, I was best man at my brother's wedding.
Oh,
and
no.
During the old vows, the old bottom decided it was time to let one go.
Oh, no. Not while the vows are coming out, Neil.
The vows.
The vows or the bows.
Not during my brother's vows either, during his lovely wife's vows.
Oh,
my brother thought it was funny, but
Neil.
she did not.
Oh, no.
Couldn't
you hold
it
in?
The family wouldn't have enjoyed it either.
No, couldn't you hold it in, Neil?
My old man thought it was bloody funny, though.
The old man's giggling
That's
away.
Funny. Oh, I love that. Stay there like that. Dan's in Bundura, Fat.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Dan. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so pretty much went to buy a new Ford Ranger and Ooh. Had a look around it, kicked the tyres as you do, and had the young girl sitting in the front seat ready to take me for a test drive. And I'll tell you what, it's a big step up into the Ford Ranger. Big step up, and she copped the face pull as I went to sit down.
Oh, no.
And was it loud or
not
it was
in
just
a brand new Ranger?
Yeah, in the Ranger.
I'll tell you now, it was loud, and I didn't even buy the car.
She's second hand.
She didn't come down on price enough.
She's probably
well,
dead.
Well, stay there, Dan.
Well, Melissa's
there. Yeah, an airlock. No, Bill does it. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, Mel, don't tell me you let Fluffy out.
I had a bad... I was 18 at a gathering with my boyfriend sitting on his lap and I had white jeans on with pink flowers.
Oh, no.
And I laughed and shot one out and started and said...
Oh, Mel.
We've been together for a couple of years, so thank God for that.
Oh, no.
What a moment. I ended up in a pair of his mate's track pants. Have a shower.
Oh. Might have been the steamer, huh?
It was a low moment.
Now, I've got an email in front of me here, Fat.
Here we go. Who's it from?
Devlin. From Wattle Glen.
Wattle Glen.
That's it.
Devlin from Wattle Glen.
Yes. He says, heard the Billy Oakey thing last Friday.
How good, by the way.
Of course, this is the retro Friday thing we're doing now.
Cedric
Love is in the air.
Yeah, Cedric
last week. Yeah,
so we
exactly.
Got Devlin and Cedric.
Wattle Glen. Yeah. Now, I heard the Billy Oakey thing last Friday. Love is in the air. Really, really bad, said Devlin. But he then goes on to say, but not as bad as I remember his version of Bad to the Bone being.
Oh, yes. Bad to the bone.
He then goes down and says, can you play that, please, Jim, you King of Kings?
Yeah, Wayne. Wayne King.
Go Suns. So he's obviously a Gold Coast Suns fan.
Devlin Barry.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. From Wattle Glen.
You don't get too many of them out at Wattle Glen. But anyway, now, so, Rabs, this is the first year we did the show, the Billy Oakey, and... Georgie Thorogood's very, very fine number. Bad to the bone. Absolutely slaughtered.
Comes. Here we go. That's right.
Come on, Willis.
Here we go. Here we go, Jimmy.
Oh, here we go, Bill.
Hello.
I'm enjoying it. Good number this one, Bill.
Good number, Jim. Stand by. On the day I was born.
Yes.
The nurses all gathered around.
Oh.
And they gazed in wide wonder.
Oh, yes.
At the joy they found.
Yeah, come on, Wilbur.
The head nurse spoke up and she said, leave this to Malone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bit slow there, Jim. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Here we go, Jimmy. Was a mask before I met you.
That's it, Bill.
I break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty babe, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Do that, Jim. Bad.
Come on, Bill.
Bad to the bone. How's that, Jim? Not bad, huh?
No,
Billy Oakey stays. Don't worry about that.
Wow.
You know the thing about that? Our producer at the time, the Snorkel Tunnel Cliff, who was, of course, our producer on the footy on the weekends, he came into a meeting and he said, I reckon it'd be really funny if Bill tries to do karaoke. I said, Snorkel, he can't sing a note. And he said, that's why I reckon it'll be funny. And it was funny.
No, it wasn't. That was terrible, that. I'll give you that. Oh, you know what is hard doing the bad?
No, we heard. We heard how hard it was.
Bad. Bad to the bone. Poor old Georgie. I wonder if he ever heard that. What do you do?
No, no. He'd sue you. That's what he'd do. He'd sue you, Bill.
See
ya. Yep. For assassinating his song.
End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy. Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
A group of primary school children, Jim, yes, were accompanied by two female school teachers, okay? And they went on a field trip to the Flemington races to see and learn about the thoroughbred racehorse.
Mm.
Very good. When it was time to take the children to the toilet, Jim, it was decided that the girls would go with one of the teachers and the boys would go with the other. The teacher assigned to the boys was waiting outside the toilet. She didn't want to go into the men's, of course, which is fair enough. But unfortunately, one of the boys came out and said, Miss, can you please come in? I can't reach the urinal. You with me, Jim?
Yes, I'm with you.
Having no choice, she went inside and she helped the boys with their pants and began hoisting the boys up on the urinal and just making sure that the direction was okay, to the urinal.
Yes.
As she lifted one of the boys, little boys up, Jim, she couldn't help but notice that he was, well, endowed.
Right? Why
couldn't help
very
but notice,
worried
Jim.
About this joke, yes?
Trying not to show that she was staring, the teacher said, "You must be in year four, little one." He said, "No, love, I'm riding Silver Arrow in the fifth today."
Oh, come on, fat.
Oh,
come
Jim,
on.
It was a jockey, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. Come on, Bill.
Oh, how lucky God was that?
Mr. Bill.
I think it was Damien Oliver, but he.
What about the jockey's voice he puts on? Yeah, honestly,
no, miss, I'm riding Silver Arrow in the fifth.
Yeah, it was a bit like this, actually.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, only less funny.
This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back July 13. Subscribe on the Triple M app and listen wherever you are and whenever you want.